Okay, today we have the second mitzvah related to Shemitah at the beginning of Parshas Bahar, mitzvah Shin Chav Zayin, mitzvah 327. As the Torah tells us, at the beginning of Parshas Bahar, that every 7 years, V'shafsa ha'aretz Shabbos Lashem, that the land shall rest Shabbos Lashem. We spoke about some of the hashkafic points yesterday. We'll get back to some of that as well in the coming days, but today we'll stick to halacha. Sheishanin tizras sadecha v'sheishanin tizmar karmecha. For 6 years you shall plant, for 6 years you shall prune your vineyard, v'yasaftas tivuasa. For 6 years we do whatever we want. U'vashana ha'shviyiz Shabbos Shabboson yel ha'aretz. In the 7th year, it is Shabbos Shabboson, Shabbos Lashem. Sadecha lo sizra. That was yesterday's mitzvah, that we shall not plant. Does that mean seeding a whole field? Does that mean putting in one plant? What about noteya? So we spoke about that yesterday. What is included? What about an elon that doesn't produce fruit? That was all yesterday. The Rambam was machmir. Good. Today, we're going to do the next phrase. Charmacha lo sizmar. You shall not prune your kerem. So that is taken as an example of trees. Yesterday's Isser was working the land, bettering the land, and today is the Isser of bettering one's trees. Shlo navod avoda gam be'ilanos. That is what the title of the chinuch is. Let's look at Rashi for a minute on the pasuk. Lo sizmar. Sizmar literally means pruning. So pruning is bettering the tree. Shakotitzin zimaroseha. Right, bettering the tree, that is included. By the way, I didn't mention yesterday, but it was implicit. We mentioned that only the 4 isurim that are counted here are for sure da'oraisa. The other items are not clear. The Gemara says at the beginning of my katan that there are avos and toldos to shvius, avoda shvius, just like there are to Shabbos and to tuma and to nezikin. But there's a difference. By nezikin, it's just a categorical difference. There's really no difference lamaisa between avos and toldos. By tuma, there's a difference between the levels of Tumah. By Shabbos, they're both Da'oraisa, but the difference is Linyan Lagabi Hilchas Karbanos. When it comes to Shemitah, Avos are Da'oraisa, and Toldos seem to be Durabanan. So that's a big difference to know what an Av and a Tolda is, and we'll talk soon about what the difference is, whether I know what something is Da'oraisa or something is Durabanan. Okay, so says the Chinuch. Shlonase avoda gambi ilanos b'shana shviyis. We shouldn't do avoda with trees in the 7th year. Shneamar v'charmach alo sizmar. V'lashon sifra hazera v'hazamir. Pirish lo sizra v'lo sizmar. Bichlal hayu. Klomar bichlal shvisa. It was bichlal shvisa shakvar neamar v'shafsa ha'aretz. Why does it say it specifically? Because just like zriya is by land, so tuzmira is by trees. This is the message that we get. Both of these are going to be usser. Okay, let's get into some of the issues. First, the point that I mentioned at the end of Shir that I would get back to. The Merchas Chinuch brings up in Oz Vav, yesterday's mitzvah, the Yeshlach Kor. Inema de'in iser zriya b'tosef shvius. We mentioned yesterday that the Mishnah tells us in Meseches Moed, Meseches Shvius, and the Chinuch mentions it explicitly in Mitzvah Pedalet, we mentioned it then, that there is a concept of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai of Tosef Shvius, that for certain avodos, Shvius starts earlier. Sometimes it starts even way back as the Shvuas earlier, sometimes 40 days earlier. Different avodos have different times back. So says the Menachas Chinuch, if there the Isser of Zriya that we have here does not apply in Tosef Shvius, for whatever he discussed earlier, for whatever reason, Efshar Mutar Lizrom in HaTorah Ad Rosh Hashanah Afshet Tesharish B'Shvius. This is his question in Lumdus. Are you allowed to plant something right before the deadline? And it will take root during Shemitah. Mikamakam, could you go all the way up till Shemitah? Forget the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Let's say you just had a regular Isser of Shemitah. Are you allowed to plant up until, and the effects of it will be felt afterwards? Mikamakam, Havali Kemo Shabbos V'yantif. Temutu Lasas Malacha Ad Chashecha. Avshem Malacha Nasa B'Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're allowed to. On Shabbos, I'm allowed to open a sprinkler system right before Shabbos and have it go on Shabbos. There's no Isser of Shvisas Kalim on Shabbos. So am I allowed to do that for Shemitah too? Kemosha Kasafi La'el. Oh, Efshar. Or I say no. Shvius is different, as we alluded to yesterday. Shabbos is for sure on the Gavra. Shabbos is, I'm not allowed to do things. Shemitah might be on the Karka. So if it's on the Karka, one might be more machmir in certain cases. Like we said yesterday, maybe Amir La'akum is going to be Asa Daraisa. Here the Menchas Chinuch says, oh, Efshar, Kiva the Kvar Kasafti, the Mitzuvim Anachlo Shvisas Karkos B'Shemitah, Ukai Gavna B'Shabbos Asur. What's a parallel of Shvitas Karka? If you take Shitas Beishamai by Shabbos, Beishamai says that Shvitas Kalim is Asur on a Daraisa level. on Shabbos. So we don't paskin that way. But it's a parallel to what we do paskin in Shemitah, that Shemitah's karka. So achanami, maybe asur hashrasha b'shemitah mach b'shvisas karka. So maybe causing a tree to take root right before, so that's also, that's similar to shvisas kelim of Be'bi Shammai. Oh, efshar, or maybe no. The shvisas karka is to asur torah hainu hadim b'furish b'kra, or to go back, maybe it's only what's b'furish b'kra, zariya and zemira, but other ways that improve the land, like hashrasha, would not be included. Either way, this is the issue when it comes to Shemitah and the Isser of Avodah. Something that we did not get to mention back in Shabbos, but it's related exactly to this issue of the Minchas Chinuch, and that is a machlokas, a fascinating machlokas between the Rishash and the Minchas Chinuch. Let's talk about Zriya b'Shabbos for a minute, as we're talking about Zriya in Shemitah. And we can relate it to Zriya in Shemitah as well. What happens if somebody puts a seed in the ground on Shabbos and then picks it up? He picks it up. I wanted a plant, then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, it's Shabbos. So I pick it up half an hour after I put the seed on the ground. So, am I chayav achatos? So, Pashas, what do you say? Of course not. You didn't do anything. You put the seed on the ground, or even if you put it in the ground, you dug deep, and then half an hour later, nothing happens in half an hour. And then you went and took the seed out. Pashas, nothing happens. You need the hashrasha. And that's what the Rishash's shita is in Shabbos and Daf Ayim Gimel. Mikomakom, he says, Zoreya, Hain, Af calls Mashalo Nishrash, command the Shari Bekada dummy. Until it takes root, it's like it's in the Kad. Mikomakom, Kiban da Yizve Zri Aso Ata, Yishari Shacharkach, Chayiv. You're chayiv, even though that shrush doesn't happen for a couple of days, as long as you did the maisa on Shabbos. You're chayiv for later on, kamo ofe. Vitzolo, just like if I would cook something, put it on the fire 10 minutes before Shabbos is over, even though it's not going to cook till afterwards. Ava bishin efev and isfachar kach me'ilav. Vihine, im lokar azorea kodem shenishrash nire de pater lumafreya. Amasha zara. Says the Rishash, if you picked it up, you picked it up. It's like you started to do an aveir, but you caught it before it had its effect. Kibadalon is kaima machshavaso. It's just like afia, just like cooking. I put something on a fire and I take it off before it cooks. I'm putter. So there's no difference between that and the, no difference between afia and zriya. That is the shita of the Rishash. Who argues on this? The Menchas Chinuch. Menchas Chinuch himself in Mosach Shabbos, back in Yisro, in Zoreya, he says no. Al Hazriya Shezara Chayiv, Af below Hishrish Veniklat Klal. Even if you pick it up, or Kigosh Niskalkal take it, or let's say the seed gets kicked to the cement after you put it in. Take it to be a Chayiv al Maisa Zriya. It's not like Afiyah. The awesome Afiyah Hiya Malacha V'chayiv B'Shas Afiyah. Unbelievable chiddush. There, the baking is the malacha. Aval hacha, malacha, he has zriya. V'chayiv tekev al hazriya. V'nira pasha, then he has an even bigger chiddush. Afilu im zara adaita lagbiya tekev nakarka. Even if you had in mind to pick it up immediately. V'lo yitzma klal, mikom makom. Let's see, having a picnic. And you're going to let the seeds fall, and you're going to pick it up afterwards. Doesn't matter. Ma'isa zriya b'makom smichas for Torah v'zeh havili malacha. So that far, the Egle Tal agreed to the first part, but not to the second part, right? If you had kavana, maybe you wouldn't say. But this is a machlokas between the Menchas Chinuch and the Rishash. What is the root malacha of zriya? What are the svaras? What can we suggest the svaras? See, there are rayas lakan lakan. What are the svaras? Let's go to the Rishash. The Rishash presents it's more pashut. More pasha, you need the hashrasha. You don't have to explain that. But the hashrasha doesn't happen on Shabbos. You do something now, and only later, it's going to happen 3 days later. So there's one or two suggestions that can be made. A beautiful sefer on Shabbos called the Shari Shabbos from one of the Slonim Rebbes, or Bluria. So the Shari Shabbos there in Siman Laman Aleph, he quotes two explanations to explain the Rishash. Number one, one could explain that this is all one mitzurif maisa zriya. It starts now, and anything that happens later on is connected to you, similar to the Nimuki Yosef, the most famous Nimuki Yosef in Shas, Baba Kama, where the Nimuki Yosef asks, how could a woman light Shabbos candles on Friday afternoon, according to the opinion that says, fire, Eisho Mishum Chitzov, that when I light a fire, it's considered my arrows. When a woman lights a fire, so then it's as if she continues to light the fire into Shabbos. How could she light Shabbos candles? Says the Nimuki Yosef, and you know there's an answer to this question, says the Nimuki Yosef, no, it doesn't mean that I'm lighting it at every moment, it just means that I light it at T1, all the Maisa that it continues, it's Mitzurif back to the first moment. Doesn't mean that I'm continuously doing it every moment. It's mitzvah back to the first moment. So too says the Shari Shabbos, according to the Rishash. That's the malacha of Zriya. Zriya is, it's all mitzvah back to that first moment. That is number one. Number two, the other idea is maybe to have a totally new idea, definition of what Zriya means. What does Zriya mean? Maybe Zriya, the malacha of Zriya, does not mean actual growth, but it means the act of preparing for growth, not the actual growth. But it's only nechshav, a preparation for growth, if the growth happens later. If Igloi Milsalam Afreya, that the growth never occurred because the seed was taken out of a chulu, so then that would not be allowed. That also could be the Maisa Afiyah as well. The act of Hachana La'afiyah is the problem. I'm not actually doing the cooking. The fire is doing the cooking. The act of creating the situation where Afiyah will then take place, so that's the Malacha of Afiyah. So too Zriya. So those are the two suggestions for the Rishash. What exactly is his Svara? That if you pick it up, it only goes by the later. What about the Birchas Chinuch? He's the more Mechudash. If you pick it up right away, you're still Chayiv. Unbelievable Chiddush. So why is that? So maybe the Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Har Tzvi, and Simon Kuf Chav Ches, he suggests maybe there's a difference between Bishul Afiyah versus Zuria. Why? Bishul Afiyah, that a person's involvement is generally needed. Continuously. I put something on the fire, but I continue to stir it, and I'm involved. So that act is not done until it's done. By Zuria, I put it in the ground. Yes, I could be involved, but the way he says it is that that's more Nasas Ayde Shemayim. And once you're finished with it, then you're finished. It says Mishum De'ikar Tali Echaya Hamaisa Shalkom Malacha B'Mishkan V'Yafiyah B'Mishkan Hainu Bishol Lo Haya Bofan Acher Elo Shin Espashla Somamanim Meila Ayde Ha'esh Aval Tchina Masha Yosa Amalacha Chulu V'Lod Efshal Esparin Eskavim Bal Halachos T'Bafiyu Bishol Af De'ikar Malacha Nigmeres Me'Elecha. You're right. Also, cooking happens by itself. Because Malcolm Darka B'Kach, the normal way is She'ya Adam Mashgiach U'Mesasik Ba Ve'inu Mesalik Atzmo Mimena Achati Gamer Gamro B'Dei Adam. But when it comes to Zuria, you're right, a farmer could work it, but he could also put it in there, and he has a lot of Hesach Hadas. He waits, he doesn't go there for a week, doesn't do much, so therefore there's a big difference that says the Har Tzvi trying to explain the Minchas Chinuch. Again, this is one issue regarding Zuria and the moment of Zuria. This is related to the Minchas Chinuch that we just discussed right here. If you do something, Zoreya, right before Shemitah, or if I fix the tree right before Shemitah and the effects are felt during Shemitah, do we say that is included in the Isser? Number one. Number two, we mentioned yesterday that there are some other actions that are totally not clear whether they are D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan during Shemitah. And again, we'll get to soon what's the difference. Charisha. There is a Machlokes Tanaim about plowing. Plowing is the first of the Amalachas. But what about during Shemitah? Is plowing, it's not mentioned in our Parsha. It's not mentioned in our Parsha in a Pasuk, but it is mentioned earlier in Shmos. And that's the mystery of the Rambam. There are two Rambams, three halachas away from each other. The Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel in the first halacha. Mitzvahs aseh l'shpos me'avodas ha'aretz u'me'avodas ha'ilan. Bashana ha'shvias. Right, and Mitzvahs aseh, the two aveiras that we're talking about, this is a Mitzvahs aseh related to both. To rest from avodas aretz and from avodas ilan. Sh'ne'emar v'shavsa ha'aretz shabas l'ashem. Our pasuk. V'ne'emar becharish uvakatsir tishpos. And he quotes the pasuk from earlier in Sefer Shmos. Becharish. And then, fine, sounds like it's Daraisa. And then very three halachas later, Paragraph halacha dalid, hachofer o hachoresh letzorach hakarka, makin oso makas mardus mi divrehem. Malkus derabanan. That's the shaila. How do you understand the Rambam? Daraisa, is it Daraisa with makas mardus? Is it only derabanan? He's just quoting that pasuk asmachta. The Chazon Ish assumes it is Daraisa. Chazon Ish simin yud zayin. Harisha asura min haTorah. Aval ein lokan alav she'ein kan lav. There's no lav. There's no befeirus pasuk. That's why you're not going to get malchus b'na Torah. The Radvaz in Teshuva, in Chelak Hey Simin Kuf Samach Vav, says maybe there are different types of Harisha. Harisha purely for the ground, to make the ground softer and better, even to plant with afterwards. Pure ground Harisha. So that's going to be Durabanan. That's Durabanan. That's what the Rambam is referring to in Al Chadalid. If it's Harisha to cover, you do, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, there are two Harishas. There's one Harisha before you put seeds in to make the ground soft, then you put seeds in, then there's a Harisha to cover the seeds with earth. So that second Harisha, that's mamish like Zoreya, says the Radvaz, and that's going to be Daraisa. So Harisha, stage one of Harisha, just getting the ground soft, so that is going to be Drabanan. But Harisha too, be involved with this Rayim, that is going to be Daraisa. Then he says he even have a third type of Harisha, a Harisha that is good for the Ilano. So let's say digging around a tree in order to let the water get in. Right, or any other type of Harisha that's directly beneficial to the tree, that also he would assume is Daraisa, that would be similar to Zoreya. So Lamaisa, we're machmer for Harisha to try to take care of everything that we can before. Why is it so important to know whether something is Daraisa or something is Darabanan? The big issue is because we know in Shemitah the Isser is Avodas Karka, helping your land, helping your tree. The halacha is that I'm allowed to do what would be an Issa Durabanan, not Daraisa. But for Durabanans, I could violate to do what's called Ukme Ilana. Prevent damage. I can't be Mashbiach, the tree, or the ground, but just to prevent it from totally dying and getting ruined. So if I know that it's not going to get ruined, if I just let it lie fallow for a year, and I'll just start working it the following year, fine. Maybe I won't be able to do anything. But just to keep it as is, Not to die totally, ukme ilana, so that would be mutter. Rashi says in Moikon Daf Gimel, it's mutter mishum hefsid. The Ritva there says, because that's not called avodas karka. Avodas karka is not ukme ilana. So the big shaila is, what does ukme ilana mean? Right, and what does that, what avodas? The Chazon Ish has 22 avodos in the field. Right, you want to talk about somebody who wasn't just in the base medrash. He was out in the field figuring out exactly what's mutter, what's aser for these farmers that are holding the halachas of Shemitah. He figured out 22 isurei derabanan that would be mutter for ukme. That would be mutter for ukme ilana. Right, so this is what you have to be shokel each and every act. Chazon Ish, again, Aleph Yud Zayin, to check each one to think, what is it? Is this going to be aser? Is this going to be mutter? Two other interesting machlokos that come up. That is, number one, the isser of, what about using a machine? What about using a machine for Hilchas Shemitah? So machlokas between the Har Tzvi and Rav Tzvi and the Chazon Ish. The context is Hilchas Shabbos, but it stretches over to Hilchos Shemitah. Says the Chazon Ish, in Hilchas Shabbos, Simin Lamed Vav, Mivuar, the quotes of Gemara in Makkos about Choresh Behema Biyantif Loka, the Afalgab de Peulas Acharisha, the Hainu, Akiris Rigve Ha'afar Michiburin, Naase Al Yedei HaBehema. He says, you find animals could be a yad of a person. So he says, just like Mechamer, so he says, so too by a machine. HaChoresh O'Zorea B'Shabbos B'Mechuna HaMetukenes L'Kach V'Ha'Adam Lochetz L'Chitza HaRishona. Sometimes you have these plows that just go up automatically. A person presses a button, and then the whole field can be done by themselves. So V'Aydezem Motzi Koach Chom HaGoreim La'adim She'Yavau Yeh, the steam goes up V'Yaniwas HaGalgal V'Tzuas HaGalgal Mamshechaz Yitziras HaAdim. Right, the whole motor starts. V'Chin Chozer Chalila Nira, says the Chazon Ish, to call HaCharisha V'Azriya Chashiva Girei Delay U'Maisav Kemosha Kazav Anamuki Yosef Peish. Quotes it like Anamuki Yosef. Just that Anamuki Yosef was Mako for this reason. He's Machmer for this reason. This is all Girei Delay. The Odi says, De'ikr Charisha V'Azriya Nasai De'Shor Ve'in Adam Raka Noet Tzias Yosef HaCharisha. What about regular Charisha? It's always done by an animal. A person doesn't do it so much. And yet you're Chayiv Daraisa. Kiva D'Darko B'Kach Zeu Ikr Avoda. And therefore, says the Chazon Ish, for Shabbos will be Daraisa. And then he quotes, Ulinian Shvius, Chayev Alzeh, Bein Mishum Choresh, Bein Mishum Zoreya. Remember, the Chazon Ish assumed that the Rambam held Choresh is Daraisa. So he says, with the machine also, it will be Daraisa. The Avagab da Amru, B'moid Katan Dav Gimel, Tibishvius, Avos Asur Rachmana, Toldos Lo Asur Rachmana. And even though it says in Moid Katan only Avos, not Toldos, what's a Tolda? Says the Chazon Ish, this isn't a tolda. Lo mikri tolda ela b'shinui b'tzuras hamalacha. If the content of the malacha was different, that's a tolda. Kimo, mash kemayim lizra, I'm watering plants. That's different than putting a seed in the ground. For Shabbos, that's a tolda, but tolda shachayiv daraisa on Shabbos. But for Shemitah, watering grass, that would be a derabanan. Aval, but the Chazon Ish says, when you press a button on a machine, and the machine goes, that's not changing the shinui of the tzuras malacha, that's just the change in the how the malacha starts. But the malacha is done perfectly, normally. And therefore he says, electric or steam, and a person is mechavin it, that is going to be chayiv, and if you do a b'shogi, you'll be chayiv achatas for that, says the Chazon Ish. Who argues? Rav Si Pesach Frank. See Pesach and the Har Tzvi, also in Hilfa Shabbos. Simen. What simen is this? Reish Ches. Siv Dalid. He quotes the Chazon Ish and he argues. He says, I don't think so. I don't think it's direct enough. I don't think removing Hasaras Hamonea, allowing the motor to go on, would be good enough. He says, to call she'enu mishtatif beguf melechas harisha, alva bishu manangas abehema, enu ala machamer ba'alma. Look, if you do actual harisha, that's an issa daraisa. If you're machamer with your animal does it, that's daraisa, but it's not the losa say. So you already see it's one step removed. So therefore here too, mikol she'gein de'enochai mishem zoreya b'shvias, it wouldn't be a daraisa of Shemitah. So that is my very important machlokas about using a machine. What about, just two other quick points, maybe one other, we'll save the other one for the next time, ne'evad. What happens if you violate any of these isurim? I worked my land and I worked my field. So, what is the halacha with the produce? Is it usur? Is ne'evad usur to eat? Separate issue. What about, we're going to talk about hopefully Peir Shvius. If somebody did avoda b'peir shvius or b'schora. But what about ne'evad? So that's based on a gemara on the last amud aleph in Yevamos. Yevamos kochav beis. It's a gemara that you have to figure out exactly what it means. A non-Jew is selling fruit and he's announcing in the shuk, these fruit are our law, these fruit are from Azeka, these fruit are netaravai. Do we trust him? He's trying to say that they're new. Netaravai, they were just picked. Or even arla, they're from a young tree. But what does azeka mean? So that is not clear in the Gemara, but there is one daya in the Chachmei Svara, the Rashba, the Ritva, quote, that azeka means is from the word ozek tachas hazesim. They were worked during Shemitah. Pirusho, chofer o osa, I'm reading the Rashba. O chofer osa lohem kamin geder, the maloso offer, va'avruye ilanahu. That's the opposite of ukme ilana. Ukme ilana means just to establish the tree so it doesn't die. Avruye ilana means making it better. Ve'asur, and that's asur. Upeiros Atzman Asurin, to Machmas Avodas Shvius Ba'u. There's the line of the Rashba. Machlokas Rishonim, but some Rishonim say, the fruit are Asur if it was worked during Avodas Shvius. The Kaimalan, quoting a Mishnah in Shvius, Hanotea Bashvius Ya'akor. Vesada Shinitaiva Lotizara Lomosoi Shvius. There's even a class in Mosoi Shvius. But anyway, this is an important issue, Machlokas Rishonim, whether there's an Isser of Nevad. That's in a couple of years. Again, we're in year number four right now, so we'll have this issue in a couple of years again, but Rabbi Hashem, Mashiach will be here by then. We'll have Eliyahu Navi to tell us what the halacha is. We have to speak about also, hopefully, hydroponics. We'll talk about other issues of harvesting. Maybe we'll get into Otzer Bezdin, Heta Mechira, all other issues having to do with Shemitah, but we will stop here.